tell you, heaven's a real place and hell's a real place.
Right, brother.
And but them folks better not be tearing around, waiting around on coming to the Lord.
Amen.
They talk about all this nuclear thing that's going on, and you know, nations rise against nations, just like the Bible said that it would go. And we see the wickedness that's going on through all the world.
Right.
Amen. He said, when you see these things, know that my coming is near, even at the door.
Amen.
So we're glad this morning that, amen, for the coming of the Lord, and we're looking in anticipation for, amen, His coming. We just welcome everyone. Just want you to be obedient this morning to the Lord, and this is a special time. It's homecoming. It's supper, and we've got dinner afterwards, so nobody leave. But we've got a dedication service we're real excited about. Amen. A little DJ. We're gonna call him DJ, and it's what Eric and Melissa's little baby boy. And we're looking forward to that. And got a big day. Amen.
Amen.
If you got your Bible, we'll go ahead and get right into the reading of God's Word in the book of Jeremiah in the first chapter. And I will ask you to stand this morning to read the God's Word. In Jeremiah chapter 1, amen, is what the Lord laid on my heart. And we'll read this and sit down. It said, the words of Jeremiah, verse 1, said, the words of Jeremiah, the son of Hilkiah, of the priests that were in Anathoth in the land of Benjamin, to whom the word of the Lord came in the days of Josiah, the son of Amon, king of Judah, in the 13th year of his reign. And it came also in the days of Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, unto the end of the 11th year of Zedekiah, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, unto the carrying away of Jerusalem into the fifth month. Then the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee.
Amen.
And before thou comest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee, and I ordained thee a prophet unto the nations. Then said I, O Lord God, behold, I cannot speak, for I am a child. But the Lord said unto me, say not that I am a child, for thou shalt go to all that I said, shall send thee, and whatsoever I command thee, thou shalt speak. Be not afraid of their faces, for I am with thee to deliver thee, saith the Lord.
Amen.
Then the Lord put forth his hand and touched my mouth, and the Lord said unto me, behold, I have put my words in thy mouth. See, I have this day set thee over the nations and over the kingdoms to root out, to pull down, and to destroy, and to throw down, and to build, and to plant. You
Amen.
May be seated. Amen. This morning, I want to preach just a little bit, amen, about Jeremiah. Amen. I preached last Sunday just a little bit about Daniel and the three Hebrew children. But I want to preach this morning, amen, on Jeremiah, amen, and the call of Jeremiah. Now, amen, there's some things I want to look at, amen, on the call, amen, of Jeremiah. In verse 4, he said, amen, the word of the Lord, he give the time, the days, and the months, he give the amen, ones that was over the kingdom of Israel, a specific time, amen, that this was. And in verse 4, he said, then the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, before I formed thee, amen, in the belly, he said, I knew thee.
Amen.
I want to say to each and every one of us here this morning, before, amen, we was ever formed in the womb, amen, the Lord knew us this morning.
Amen.
And he told Jeremiah, he said, before thou comest forth out of the womb, he said, I sanctified thee and ordained thee a prophet, amen, unto the nations this morning. He said, Daniel, amen, before I knew, Brother Rick, he said, amen, before you ever thought about, I said, I knew you this morning.
Amen.
Who you was, Brother Tim. And he said, amen, and before you come forth, amen, out of the womb, he said, I ordained you a prophet, amen, unto the nations this morning, to the kingdoms, amen, of God. I want to tell you this morning, folks, that mistake today. Amen. But he said, Jeremiah said, I've called you, said, I knew who you were. Amen. He said this morning, said, I've got a job for you to do this morning. I've got a place for you. Brother Tim, God knew you'd be a preacher. He knew that I'll be a preacher.
I didn't know it.
Amen. He knew your son. Amen. Would be a preacher this morning. He knew this morning. Amen. How these things would be. But you know what? You might not be a preacher, but God's got a place for each one of us this morning. Amen.
That's right.
God's got a job for you.
Amen.
God's got a position for you. Amen. God, and someone said, well, amen, what is my position? The Lord said, make your callings and elections, make them sure this morning. Amen. I remember a time, amen, the Bible says there was a man, amen, that was lame this morning. He couldn't walk, and he said this morning, amen, the disciples asked the Lord, he said, Lord, amen, this man wanted to be healed. So they looked at him, they felt sorry for him, and amen, it was always somebody else's fault. Amen. To hear the world speak, it's always somebody else's fault. Amen. For the position that we're in this moment. I'm going to tell you something this morning. God is where we're all at today.
Amen.
God can help us no matter where we're at.
Yes.
And the lame man, amen, the Bible says the disciples asked him, said, Lord, said, who sinned? Did his mother sin? Amen. Did his father sin? Amen. That he's in this condition that he's in. And the Lord said, no. Said, neither one of them sinned.
Amen.
That he is in this condition. Said, but he's in this condition that the glory of God might be seen this morning. And God, amen, healed him from that very amen, hour on, Brother Tim. And he said, amen. And I mean, he healed his disease today. I'm going to tell you this morning, no matter where we might be this morning, we might even put ourselves there. Amen. Yes. God is a very present help in the time
of
need. And in the times of need today, God is a present help this morning.
Yes. Amen.
Amen. He said, amen, before I formed thee in the belly, said, I knew thee. And before thou camest forth out of the womb, said, I sanctified thee and I ordained thee a prophet. Amen, unto the nations. Amen.
Amen.
I called you, amen, for a job. You know what? And the soul's heard me say this several times. There is no greater, higher calling that we have that is in the Lord this morning. That's
amen.
The greatest calling.
Yes.
Amen. I'd have to step down. I'd have to step down from being a minister and a child of God to be the president of the United States this morning. Amen. Boy, that'll make every one of us shout out there. That ain't saying much, just saying time. But boy, I tell you this morning, we've got a high calling, amen, of the Lord. He told Jeremiah, amen. And Jeremiah said, Lord, amen, said, I can't go. Lord, I can't go. I'm just a child. Amen. I'm just a kid. This is one of the, amen, very things that the Lord showed me. I was just a young man. Eric, when the Lord called me to preach, and amen, I was going to high school right over here at Rickman, and amen, that'll probably tell some of you how old I am, I guess. But I was going to high school right over there, amen, and God called me to preach. God began to do a work in my life. I quit 1 year, and I thought, well, I ain't going back to school. My buddy talked me into going back, and I went back, and amen, and everything. I went back, and God made a move in my life. God saved me. God made a new creature. Amen. Out of me, when I give my heart to the Lord, Him, He give a, amen, He put a new spirit inside of me.
Yes.
Amen. He made me a new creature in the Lord. And ready, things begin to change in my life. Things begin to be better. Things begin to be different. I begin to see things more clearly. Amen. I was blind, but thank God, now I see this morning. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm glad that I see. Amen. But He said this morning, amen. He said, amen. He said, behold, said, I can't go, for I'm a child. Amen. And God called me. I was just a child. And I remember reading this scripture, and I thought, well, I'm a child. I'm just a young man. And God's got a job for me. And He said, Robbie, Amen. Don't be afraid of the world. Don't be afraid of their faces. Don't be afraid of what the devil, amen, may put in somebody's heart. Amen. He said, be of good comfort, Robbie. Amen. I've overcome the world this morning. Amen. Ain't you glad you're serving a risen Savior today?
Amen.
He's not in the grave.
Amen.
He's not in the grave. He's not on a far journey.
Yeah.
He's not fell asleep.
That's right.
Amen. He's not dead.
Amen.
But he's alive and well. He knows what's going on this morning.
Amen.
He knows this morning. Amen. He forgot about the world. He forgot about me and you. He knows what's going on in the world. He's not wringing his hand wondering what he's going to do next either.
Amen.
Amen. He knows this morning. But I want to preach. You know, we got this dedication service. It's just been on my heart. And amen. And I've been excited about it. And I sort of want to direct this message, amen, along this way. And amen. But Jeremiah, amen, was called when he was just a young man. He didn't realize it. God had a job for him today. We're going to dedicate this little baby over here in just a minute, little DJ. I believe he's already primarily been dedicated. We're just going to go the formal way about it. Let other folks know about it. Amen. I know they love the Lord. And I know they're going to, amen, raise him in the ways of God. But they want to let the world know. Amen. Let us know. Let everyone know. Amen. This is God's. Amen.
Brother, we
belong to the Lord. Amen.
Yeah.
He said the children are the heritage of the Lord this morning.
Amen.
Now they get in everybody's way. They get in their lifestyle.
Amen.
And they'll seek to do away with them this morning.
Yes.
It hinders, it cramps their style. God help us today. Amen. Folks using, amen, these things, amen, an abortion just to get rid of a kid, amen, because it gets in the way of the way they want to live. God have mercy this morning. Amen. But I'm glad the Lord forgives sins, ain't you?
Amen.
There ain't sin around God can't forgive this morning. I mean, God forgives sin this morning.
Amen.
I'm glad he did. We'd be in trouble. Amen. Like Darcy and them sung about amazing grace. God has amazing grace this morning. His grace is simply amazing today. Amen. But he said, amen, said Jeremiah, said, I've called you. Amen. I've called you. Amen. Jeremiah had a job to do. He said, be not afraid of their faces. Amen. I've got a job for you to do. I'll be with you. I won't leave you. And I won't forsake you.
That's right.
But I'll go with you all the way, even to the end of the world. Amen. I thought about this, and amen, thought about the message, and I thought about little DJ. We'll get into the dedication here in a little bit. But I just want to use this just a little bit of a message. God be able to help her. I thought about, amen, that little baby. And I remember Brother Eric. Amen. I remember Brother Tim. Amen. I remember coming to Twin over there. Amen. Years ago. Amen. We'd have some good meetings.
Amen, brother.
I told my daughter, I said, now I'll tell you, amen, things are a lot different now than what they used to be.
Yes.
Amen. I'm just an old-fashioned preacher and I ain't going to change.
Amen.
I knew what I got. I knew when I got it. And I know what's going to take me on through.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Since Karen, I've got the real thing. Coca-Cola ain't the real thing. I've got the real thing.
Amen.
I mean, every imitation thing will be burned up. I've got the real thing this morning.
Amen.
Yes.
Thank you.
Genuine. Amen. We want to go get something. Amen. Good. We'll go get a genuine. Amen. We love that word, genuine, this morning. I love genuine salvation.
Amen.
Heartfelt, blood-bought, Bible-believing.
Yes.
Amen. Salvation today.
Yes.
Amen. But I remember I said, you know, I told my daughter, I said, you know, I said, things have changed. Amen. I wish folks today, amen, I wish their young people, wish my daughter, I said, amen, and a lot of us remember, amen, some of the older services we used to have. I mean, God would reel them.
Amen. Amen. Yes.
I like to be where God is, don't you?
Amen.
God's a real God.
That's right.
But nowadays you think he's on, amen, he's not around anymore. today.
Amen.
One day, he's alive.
Amen.
He's coming back. Amen. I'll get here in a minute. He's coming back. Amen. And it won't be long.
That's right, brother.
He's going to come back. All this mess is going on. Even, and it's a mess. And it's getting worse.
It is.
And the Bible said it'd get worse.
Yes.
He had all this mess going on. Amen. He's going to come back and he's going to set his foot down.
Amen.
On the right about it. Amen. He's going to walk across the brook Kidron. And that eastern gate there at Jerusalem is closed up right now. He's going to walk through that gate. I don't know how it's going to open up. But I can promise you, amen, it's going to open up.
Yes,
amen. And he'll serve his throne, amen, there in Jerusalem, and rule and reign for a thousand
years. That's
right. The devil will be bound up.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Christ will bind him up, amen, with big chains. Amen. He's going to bind him up and he's going to throw him in the bottomless pit.
Yes.
Amen. And let me tell you how things is going to be then for that thousand years. Boys, if you're a child of God, you've got higher ground.
Amen.
The lion will lay down with the lamb. Mm-hmm. Amen. They'll eat straw. Amen. Like the ox will.
Yes.
Amen. A child will play upon the hole of the asp. Amen.
Yes.
And it won't hurt them.
That's right.
Amen. The ground that is cursed now because of sin. Amen. Adam failed God. Amen. That's the reason we all need a Savior.
Amen.
We are born into this world. Amen. Little DJ born. Amen. He born. Amen. A natural man. Amen. Yeah. Which is a simple man. Just like we was this morning. But amen. Hey, Jesus said you must be born again.
Yes. Right.
Amen. But you know when you get born again, God makes all things new today. Amen. And you know what? The sin will be done away with. Amen. At that time, the ground is cursed this morning. That brings forth briars and thistles and thorns and all that. They'll be done away with this morning.
Yes. Amen.
They'll be done away with. Boy, you talk about a paradise. Amen. Boy, they said, well, I'm going to paradise. I'm going to Hawaii. Amen. Amen. Or I'm going to the Cayman Islands. I'm going to the Bahamas. Boy, I tell you, I've never been down there. I'd like to go. I'd like to see some of them things. I'm just like you are. But I realize where the real paradise is.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. We set a time up. Amen. We was in Gorana. Was in Gorana. Brother Mike, Sister Lila said, well, why don't you come along with us? So we're going down there to Treasure Cay Island down there. Had a flight book, amen, going to Fort Lauderdale and had a flight with Silver Airlines to go over there. And Mike said, I want to swim with them pigs. Amen. You got pigs that go out in the water and swim. Amen. He said, I want to swim. I said, I don't care enough about swimming with those pigs. I said, but I would like to fish around a little bit. Amen. Now, I'm serious. I would like to fish a little bit. Well, that was like September the 19th that we were supposed to win. Amen. And just a few days before we went down there, there's a big hurricane come and just wiped the whole island out, just leveled everything. Amen. That's not paradise.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But the paradise I'm talking about, the Lord's going to have.
That's right.
Amen. Amen. There ain't going to be none of that.
No. Keep it.
Destruction.
Amen, brother.
Amen.
Right.
There ain't going to be no crime. The devil will be locked up.
Yeah.
Amen. The devil causes all of it this morning. Amen. The devil don't like
Amen.
You. The devil hates you.
Yeah.
Amen. It's his will to kill and destroy. That's his
right.
job. That's what he come for. But Jesus said, I come that they might have life and have more abundantly.
Yes.
I'm glad our life is in the Lord. But
Me too, brother.
Amen. I thought about it. Brother Tim and them come out there to, amen, twin and Eric just a young man and amen, and what meetings, good meetings we'd have. That's our fine bridge. Amen, and he'd tell Brother Eric, amen, and hang me along, drag me along. I thought, boy, how Tim preached me. Drug that young man along, amen. Now here's Eric and Melissa. Amen, they're carrying on the same way. They drag the old DJ along, amen. He might get loud every now and then, I guess. Amen. He's being comforted back there right now. Amen. And he's a sweet little fella sometimes.
Yeah.
I guess sometimes he could be a little loud. Amen. We've heard him in action down here suffering.
Yeah.
Amen. But I thought about what Brother Rudy preached about. He meant a lot. He meant about handing off the relay. He meant having a relay, laying off the baton, putting it in someone else's hands. He meant putting it in your kids' hands. And, you know, we've got a great job to do. We'll go over a few of them things here. Amen, in a little while. But Jeremiah had a calling.
Right.
Amen. We've got a calling. Yeah. It might just be to sit there, amen, and amen the preacher, or to clap your hands when somebody sings, or amen, maybe be there to ask a few questions about something in Sunday school. It may be this morning, amen, to do a good job, but God's got a job for you. Amen, whether you're a policeman, whether you're a nurse, amen, whether you're a construction worker, God's got a job. He wants you to do it there, He wants you to do it at church, He wants you to do it at home, He wants you to do it all three places. God wants to do a job. We've got a job for the Lord.
Right.
God didn't just save us to, amen, set us down and not do anything.
That's right, brother.
We've got a life to live. He gave us a life to live. Amen. A life in the Lord to live. He said, Jeremiah said, amen, I've got a job for you. Amen. I've called you for this job. I don't want to be with you. You know, when the Lord calls us to do something, amen, He's going to be there with us.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
He's going to be there with us. And He's going to help us. He didn't say it would be a bed of roses.
Right.
He didn't say it'd be easy all the time. Amen. What would we need to pray if we didn't, if it was like that? Amen. We talk about, amen, things come up and discouraging times. The Bible says, you know what the Bible says, Peter says? He said, count it all joy when
you're in
the divers temptations.
Yes.
He said, amen, because you begin to pray, you begin to ask God, He said, which is the strength in your faith, which is the trying of your faith, which is more than pure gold. Amen. Yes. It's worth more than money that's in the bank this morning. Amen. Things we've gotten.
Amen.
It's worth more than money in the bank. Somebody say amen.
Amen. Amen, brother.
Amen. What we've got in the Lord is worth more than anything, right?
That's right.
Amen. It's worth more than anything we have this morning.
That is right.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Jeremiah, I've got it marked over here in the second chapter. And Jeremiah began to preach. They didn't like the way he preached.
Yeah.
Amen. They didn't like the way Jeremiah preached.
Amen, brother.
Amen. We don't like you, Jeremiah. We don't like, there's folk don't like how I preach. I preach the word.
Amen.
Jeremiah, we don't like how you preach.
That's for sure, Brother Robbie.
Amen. Jeremiah told them there in verse chapter 2, amen, in verse 13, he said, amen, he began to get rough on them. He began to tell them how they needed the Lord. He began to tell them, amen, about what they should do with God this morning. He said, but my people committed two evils.
Yeah.
They forsaken me, the fountains of living water, and hewed them out cisterns, broken cisterns, that can hold no water. You know what folks does? Amen, Brother Eric, when they begin to forsake the Lord, amen, they try to substitute that with something that looks like God, but it ain't God this morning.
Amen.
But it ain't the Lord. He said, Jeremiah, we don't like how you told that. You're too direct. Amen. Jeremiah, you slaughter when you begin to speak like that. Amen. Jeremiah got discouraged one time.
Yeah.
Amen. On. He said, you know, said, I'm just going to hang it up.
Yeah.
Amen. Brother, there have been times I felt the same way, Brother. Yeah. Amen. And I'm just going to hang it up. Maybe it's raising your kids. You just gonna hang it up. I don't know what I'm gonna do with them. Hey, man, but I tell you, hey, man, I feel like hanging it up. Don't ever hang them up on the Lord.
That's right.
Don't ever hang them up. Jeremiah said, you know, said, I'm just gonna hang it up. Hey, man, I'm not gonna speak the word no more.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. There ain't nobody wanting to listen to me. There ain't nobody heeding to me. Hey, man, they're making it hard on me. Amen. They throw me in a pit. They throw me in the mire.
Yeah.
I mean, when they throw them in the jail then, amen, it wasn't pleasant. Now, amen, prisoners got it better. Amen, folks on the street there.
Yeah. Amen.
Now, crime is rewarded, but now, one day it won't be. Amen. He said, Jeremiah said, I won't speak the word of the Lord no more. I won't speak it no more.
Yeah.
Amen. More, boy, he got the stirring in his bones. You know, I'm glad for the Holy Spirit. Ain't you glad for the Holy Spirit?
Yes.
Amen. Amen. I mean, he said, I said that I wouldn't speak, but he said your word was like a fire in my bones. Amen.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. You know what, this morning, I'm glad Paul said, amen, it pleased God that by the foolishness of preaching, amen, men should be saved. Amen.
Yes.
Yeah, I get awful foolish for the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
I'll kick and I'll wave my hand and I'll slobber and I'll spit and, amen, and I'll get loud and I'll sound awful foolish before the world. But thank God this morning, by the foolishness of preaching, men are saved.
Yes. Amen.
Right. Praise the Lord this morning. God's got a place for us. God had a place for Jeremiah. He knew you. Jeremiah, he said, Jeremiah, you're not no mistake.
Right. Yeah.
Jeremiah, I've got a job for you. Amen. This is what the Lord got for me to do. Amen. Folks think living for the Lord is just a dull thing. Amen. It's the most exciting
That's
thing.
That's right. Brother. Amen.
Folks think living for the Lord. The devil told me as a young man, amen, I come to the Lord and I wanted to be saved. I didn't want to make, amen, I knew I didn't want to miss heaven. I wanted to make heaven
amen.
My home.
Yes.
Amen. I didn't want to go to that awful place of torment.
That's right.
Being without God, but I knew, amen, that's where I was going to unless I accepted the Lord. Amen. And I'll tell you, folks, amen, everyone's got to be saved and born again
that's
to
right.
make heaven their home.
Yes.
Amen.
No way around
it. Amen. Not preaching you the truth, say amen.
Amen. Yeah. Amen, brother.
I knew. Amen. I need to be saved. Amen. I come and give my heart to the Lord. Amen. The devil told me, he said, amen, you're a young man. You've got life to live. Amen. You've got, amen. You're going to miss out on all the fun. You ain't going to have no friends. Amen. You're going to be alienated. Amen. From everybody else.
Yes, Brother Robert.
You know what, Brother Tim? Amen.
Yeah.
God bless me. Amen. Amen. I've got 100-fold more friends than I've ever thought
about. Yes, say that.
Amen. God bless me that.
Yeah.
I worry about that, Brother Marsh. Amen. As a young man. Amen. First folks, amen. I meet. Amen. And they just.
Yes.
They just buddy up to me.
Amen. You're unspeakable.
Amen. They buddy up to
yeah.
you.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. It's the Lord. Amen.
Yeah, amen.
He said, you ain't going to have no fun. Us boys would get out. God put us some good friends. We'd get out and we'd do silly things in life. Amen. We have more fun. I caught more fish. I caught one. One time about drug me in. Amen. I ain't lying to you. I was just a little boy, about 18 year old. And I was fish with them shovel beams as big as I was. I wasn't big as me. I was about that big around.
Yes.
We're snagging things. That's how I'm going to have a snag. He better. Do the 80-pound test line. Solid fiberglass rod. Roller tips on the end. Down
yeah.
in that turbulent water. You get a hold of one of them shovel beams.
You got a hold of
It weighs about 100 pounds. Hey, man, you've got a hold of something.
That's right.
Trout
yeah.
books that big around.
Yes.
I promise you. He better. I grabbed hold of one of them things one time, and I had a 100-pound test on that line. He about had one of them old reels. David, Brother David said, need to get you one of them good pen 309, Robbie. I was poor. I could afford that one. He about. When I hung into one of them big fish, he about it got me right to the bank. He about. I fixed and let the rod go. There's all watching them fishermen up down there. They're just going to see what I do. And I pulled back real hard. And that fish pulled real hard. I'm right at the edge of that. And I pulled back against me again. And it shot me back here at that wall on my back with a line broke. Amen. And I thought, boy, that's the closest I ever been to being pulled into the water. But it was either me or the fish this morning. Amen. But we had a good time.
Yes.
Amen. We enjoyed ourselves. Amen. In the Lord this morning. Amen. I tell you. Amen. God gave you life you didn't think. He said, I can do more. Amen. Than you can ever even think or even ask today. Amen. That's what the world don't see it.
Yeah.
Amen. But the things of God, amen, the Spirit of God puts in you, it sees today. It sees things as God sees it today.
That's right.
Jeremiah had a life to live. little DJ here, amen, he's been brought into the world. God knew that.
Right.
God said, you know what, I'm going to make this little young man. Amen. I've got a job for him to do. Amen. He won't find it in the world.
Amen.
Right, brother.
Amen. There'll be things to do in the world. But he'll realize, hey, man, that this place really is where God wants you to be at.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. See? I'm going to come to close. There's a place in every human being. Every one of us. Every man, both man, woman, boy, girl. That only God can lead them.
Yes.
People try to fill it with drugs.
Yeah.
They try to fill it with alcohol.
Right,
they try to fill it with pleasures. They try to fill it with everything. But only God can fit in that place.
Yeah, that's right.
He's the stone that the builders rejected.
Right.
Amen. Yes. The same is made here in the corner.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. And he's a building block.
Mm-hmm.
That all the building is fitly framed together.
Right.
Upon that stone. Amen.
Amen.
That's where Christ is. That's where
yes.
Christ dwells. Only the Lord can satisfy.
Yes.
That
Amen.
Amen. This morning. Amen. Amen. Come to a close. Amen. I want you to bow your head just for a moment. Amen. Close your eyes. I don't know your heart. You may be here. You may be lost and undone without the Lord. I don't know. You said, preacher. Amen. I want to be where God wants me to be. I want this, what you've been preaching about. I want to have this, what you've been talking about we can have. Amen. I'm not saved. I'm not a Christian. I've never accepted the Lord. You must accept the Lord.
Yes.
If there's anyone like that, amen, would you slip up your hand and say, pray for me. I want to be saved. Anyone. Anyone. Bow our heads in prayer. Lord, we come to you right now in the name of Jesus. We
yes,
thank you
Lord.
This morning for your goodness. We thank you, Lord, for the blessedness of thy salvation, Lord. We thank you, Father, for all that you do for us, that you've got a place for us, Lord. And Father, we pray this morning. We come most humble, Lord. We just ask you, God, for your grace to ever do your will. Lord, we just pray that God, there's one in a mist, Lord, that don't know you. Lord, that hasn't known you as Lord and Savior.
Yes.
This will be the time, the day and hour.
Very precious.
Lord, that they find time in their heart and life to seek you out,
yes,
Lord. We know the world is really rocky, Lord. The only safety we have is in Christ Jesus today, Lord. We pray, Father, ever hide us in your pavilion this morning, Lord. And we'll thank you today. And we'll praise you for it. And everyone said, amen.
Amen. Amen.